L. Lab experiment. Once in a while, a lab experiment may take more than an hour.
Lab hours. I don't remember exactly what the lab hours are, but they are posted on the door.
Lab report. 1. Another lab report. That's what I have to do over the weekend.
2. Larry got a very high mark on his lab report.
3. I can't believe we have another lab report due so soon. Dr. Rogers must think that we don't have any other classes.
Laboratory assistant. The laboratory assistant swept away the broken glass.
Laboratory manual. It pays to take a look at the laboratory manual before class.
Laundry detergent. I'm going to the store. Need anything?
Well, I am low on laundry detergent.
Law school.
Lay off. I got some bad news today. The store where I work is laying off staff.
Leave up to somebody. We'll have to leave the decision up to him.
Leave alone. I'm thinking of leaving it alone. I'll do it later.
Leave for. 1. As soon as Larry gets here, we'll leave for class.
2. I can't believe this. I'm leaving for San Diego tomorrow, and I haven't even started packing yet.
3. Shouldn't we be thinking about leaving for work?
4. Let's call tomorrow morning before we leave for the airport to make sure our flight hasn't been delayed or canceled.
Leave no stone unturned. Irene left no stone unturned in her research and handed in an excellent paper.
Leave well enough alone. I'm going to revise my politics report.
I think you should leave well enough alone.
Leave around. Sometimes I leave my books and clothes lying around and he gets angry.
Lecture hall. There was an unexpected sense of calm in the lecture hall.
Left over. Look at all this food that's left over.
Let go. Professor Smith always lets us go early.
Let oneself in. The door was open, so I let myself in.
Let someone off. Have the driver let you off at the intersection.
Let out. Professor Webster always lets us out late.
Let someone out early. I assumed you'd be in class until 3 o'clock.
I usually am. Professor Smith let us out early.
Let up. The rain will probably let up in a little while.
Letter of recommendation.
Letter of reference. That new position requires a letter of reference. I guess the one that my professor wrote for me last year should be fine. Don't you think?
Library card. He has to get a library card, doesn't he?
Lift the ban. I hear his apartment building is about to lift the ban on pets.
Light bulb. Alan, did you change the light bulb?
Light lunch. I always want a little something to eat about this time of day.
So do I. Let's have a snack now and then have a light lunch later.
Light schedule. My roommate and I have decided to do our own cooking next semester.
Then I hope you'll have a lighter schedule than this term.
Light up. 1. Those flowers light up the whole room.
2. Her face lit up when she saw him.
3. I'm not quite sure how to put this, but about that calculator you let me use, I dropped it, and now the on button doesn't light up.
Line by line. I'm having trouble filling out this application form.
Take it line by line, and it won't seem so hard.
Line up. Look at all those cars lined up for the ferry. There must be 40 ahead of us.
Little by little. 1. Little by little, he learned to cook.
2. Little by little, I'm beginning to understand physics.
3. I'm getting through this German translation, little by little.
Living room. 1. I can't seem to find my photo album.
I think Mary is looking at it in the living room.
2. Jim read a book and did some studying in the living room.
Lock up. I don't remember exactly what the lab hours are, but they are posted on the door.
I just checked that schedule and it says that the lab opens at 10, but it's all locked up.
Locker key.
Locker room. Where should I change and leave my clothes?
There's a locker room right past the information desk and main exercise room.
Long distance call. I want to pay you for that long distance call I made, but I suppose you haven't got the phone bill yet.
Look away from. I looked away from the group, too embarrassed to say hello.
Look for a needle in a haystack. We are supposed to meet John here at the train station.
That's like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Look forward to. 1. I'm so frustrated. We're supposed to do our assignments for statistics on the computer, but the ones in the student center are always tied up.
I know what you mean. I'm looking forward to the day when I can afford to get my own.
2. Are you looking forward to going home?
3. The museum exhibit that our professor recommended just closed. The last day was yesterday.
Oh, I was really looking forward to seeing it.
4. You must be looking forward to your trip back to Colorado. It should be nice to hike up into those mountains again.
Look into. Martin is looking into the possibility of getting a loan.
Look on the bright side of things. Mr. Roberts always looks on the bright side of things.
Look on with. I'm sorry I returned your course guide too late for your class at 10.
That's okay. I looked on with a friend.
Look out. Look out, the bus is coming.
Look over. 1. Do you look over your own papers for typing mistakes?
2. Be sure to look over your papers to find any error.
3. Do you always look over your own papers for typing mistakes?
4. The professor asked us to look over our papers for mistakes.
Look sharp. Look sharp, otherwise we'll be late.
Look up. Look it up in the dictionary, why don't you?
Look up to. 1. Dr. Brown is someone all of the students look up to.
2. Diane looked up to her teacher.
3. I hear your older sister is on the Olympic team and on the honors list. She must be quite a person.
She sure is. I've always looked up to her.
Look well. Didn't they look well?
Look who's talking.
You really should get more exercise, Helen.
Well, look who's talking.
Lose count.
Ever since your girlfriend moved to Bridgeport, you are always driving there. How many trips a week do you make, anyway?
I have lost count, but I can make the trip with my eyes closed.
Lose some weight. 1. I must have lost some weight. Look how baggy my pants are.
2. John seems to have lost a lot of weight recently.
Lose track of. 1. Why were you late for the meeting this afternoon?
I just lost track of the time.
2. Doctor, I haven't been able to get to sleep lately, and I'm too tired to concentrate during classes.
Well, you know spending too much time indoors with all that artificial lighting can do that to you. Your body loses track of whether it's day or night.
Lost and found. Excuse me, did anybody find a black umbrella after the last show? I left it under my chair.
As a matter of fact, we did. Check at the ticket counter. That's where we turn in the lost and found items.
Lost cause. I'm trying to talk Jane out of studying abroad next semester.
That's a lost cause. You know Jane when she has her heart set on something.
Lost and found box. On my way up to your office, I found this briefcase in the elevator. What do you think I should do?
Take it to the receptionist. The lost and found box is there.
Lucky you. 1. Now that I've finished my exams, I'm going to relax and go to a movie tonight.
Lucky you. I've still got 2 more finals to take.
2. Have you found out yet what hotel you'll be staying in? I'm at the Gordon, right across the street from the conference center.
Huh. Lucky you. I'm at the Apple Gates, 6 miles away.
Lunch hour. Let's meet downstairs at lunch hour.